The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. It's your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. And it's the 19th of February, 2019. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Hey, iPhone users. Have you been getting some notifications saying, hey, have you tried Apple Music? Why don't you try Apple Music? You should subscribe to Apple Music. Yeah, if you haven't been getting those push notifications on your iDevices, consider yourself lucky. Yes, Apple over the last few days has been sending out notifications to your iDevices, offering those people that are not on the service, of course, or that have maybe had it in the past and have let it lapse and I don't need it anymore. Well, you get a 3-month free trial again. Now, while that's all nice and fine and dandy, apparently Apple forgot about their policy in the App Store. Yeah, I think they might need to review their guidelines again, because it says in the App Store, push notifications should not be used for advertising, promotions, or direct marketing purposes. Now, of course, us and a lot of other people have reached out to Apple saying, you want to clarify this? And apparently not, because they haven't responded. I think this might fit in the category of, the rules just don't apply to me. Well, I'm sure you all remember we reported on the drama of Facebook and the UK Parliament yesterday. Well, the saga is continuing, but it seems Facebook has kind of found themselves in a bit of a corner. So much so that they're saying, okay, yeah, we're open to a meaningful regulation. This is coming off the heels of UK Parliament basically saying you're a digital gangster for breaking all those privacy and competition laws. Now, Facebook has actually said that they have already changed and is no longer the same company as when the investigation started. Now, even though they said they, of course, are open to that meaningful regulation, and they also support the committee's recommendation for electoral law reform, they didn't really go into much detail about how much that would be. But I'm kind of thinking in the end, if Facebook still wants to be, well, Facebook in the UK, and probably other places too after this, I don't think they have much of a choice. But we shall see. And finally, oh yes, that Mobile World Congress. We got Samsung talking about, yeah, we got that foldable phone. It's going to be so cool. You think other companies would be jumping on board? Apple? No, not yet. Then we also thought LG would be like, yeah, we're going to be there too with one. Apparently not now. Yep, Samsung, Huawei, and Motorola, yep, they're all ready to go. But LG saying, no, we're not going to join this crowd just yet. Apparently, they're going to scrap plans to release a bendable handset, at least according to the Korea Times. But they will be launching a 5G version of its flagship V-Series brand. This, of course, will be all unveiled at the Mobile World Congress later. Well, here pretty soon, actually. But one has to wonder, why do they suddenly hit the brakes on this when everybody else is doing it? Well, it might have something to do with money and not a whole lot of it in the bank. You might remember just a couple of weeks ago, LG posted its 15th straight quarter loss of mobile devices. Ouch. So instead of going to the drawing board, it's more of like, what do we got on the board already and what parts can we use? Now, this is kind of a letdown. We did kind of hear great expectations for this phone, including that optional second screen attachment. But yeah, I don't think they're thinking about any attachment screens. I think they're just thinking about attaching themselves to stay afloat. If you have got one of those stories and no one else is listening, well, heck, we will listen. Send us your great tech stories, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our podcast and get subscribed to them right this very second at britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. Of course, we're on iTunes and other podcast platforms as well. Also, give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community at our Slack room. You can join in the fun at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday. Yep, indeed. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you're enjoying your Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.